everything that rocks.
Well, good morning, 8:14, Brock Hunter.
What's up, kid?
Yeah, Ace. Hey, by the way, to all the hunters out there, first of all, I'm jealous that I don't get to be out right now.
Why?
But because it's opening day. Opening day of guns to the 15th, man. So I
wow, yeah.
Instead, I should be outside shooting a deer in the face, but instead I'm stuck in here with you. So,
man, yeah. You know, at least
I will be doing some hunting this week. I'll try and get out this week a little bit. It's kind of a busy week, but then I'm going to be going to Wisconsin to see family, and I'll probably do some hunting there.
Who's going to let you hunt on their property? Come on,
my brother. Got the old farm, man. I'm going to go out there. Yeah.
It's the only reason, because he's blood.
Go to my old tree stand that is still stay. I don't know if it's safe anymore, but
That was a tree fort, not a tree stand.
Same thing. It's got those two metal tin cups at the end of a string. So you talk to people.
Communicate.
Yep. No girls allowed up there. That's the guy's. It's the guy's tree fort. But yeah, to all the hunters out there, good luck. There's probably a bunch that already bagged that buck, and everyone else, be careful out there. Of course,
venison sticks, man.
Backstrap, dude. Get out of here. Get out of here. So good. So yeah, to all the hunters out there, good luck. And leave a few. I don't know why I'm not going to see anything anyways. I'll see them driving to my tree stand and driving home, but I won't see them when I'm actually out hunting. That's how it goes.
Just go buy some beef jerky from the gas station, Brock.
I just get to sit out in the woods. That's all I do. I just sit out in the woods. That's it. Take a nap in the woods. That's where I'm at. So, all right, we got to keep her moving. Let's do your 8 a.m. WTF of the day.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You best buds in the biz.
What up, Katie? Love them over there. This story's already got me cracking up, man. So we've seen people use dolls, cardboard cutouts, even Halloween skeletons to scam their way into the carpool lane. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of refreshing, I guess, that maybe this guy kept it simple, didn't overthink it. So a guy in Long Island, New York, got pulled over on Thursday for dressing his passenger seat up like a person.
he just dressed it up. And he put a doll in there.
He draped a winter coat over the seat and pulled the hood up over the headrest. And he also put a baseball cap on the headrest and pulled the bill down to hide the fact that it was a headrest and not an actual person's head. However, the jig was up when a cop saw him drive by and thought something about the passenger didn't quite look right. So pulled him over and then posted a picture of it online. They gave the guy a ticket for using the lane without a passenger seat. Dude, the photo is hilarious. The photo.
Did you just kind of lean into it at that point? You're like,
I guess you may be like, oh, no, I wasn't trying. I forgot that this was the. But I give the guy credit. It does look like someone sitting in the passenger seat. This is probably one of the better ones. Yeah,
dude, I love that. You know what? Dude, people go to great lengths to get into that carpool lane.
I'll tell you what, man. See, when I lived out in California, I couldn't tell you how many times sitting there, bumper to bumper traffic, then you got that effing carpool lane just flying. You're like,
really? Dude, it's that significant, huh?
Yeah. Honestly, there was times where I almost picked up a hooker just to have her sit in the, like, it would have been worth the money not to be stuck in traffic. Just like,
I don't want sex or anything. Just sit here. Sit here.
Easiest $20 a daytime hooker has ever made. Just sitting in my passenger seat so I can get through the carpool lane.
Touch the radio.
Don't touch anything. To be honest, here, sit on this towel. It's those daytime hookers, you got to be careful. But this guy, however, did not get away with it. And I got to give that cop credit too, man. That's eagle eye. You see someone drive past and it's just a glimpse. Impressive, man. Impressive. So maybe use a bigger coat next time. Or maybe put some googly eyes on the headrest. Something. A little more lifelike.
9 points for trying.
That's right. All right. That's your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.